Tonight's Shir Simekuf Tzadi Tes, Sif Aleph through Dalet. Simekuf Tzadi Tes, Al Mi Mizamnim, Val Mi Ein Mizamnim. Who do we incorporate in a Zimun and who do we leave out? Sif Aleph, Hashamosh Sha'ochel Kazayis, Mizamnim Olof. If the waiter ate a Kazayis, we incorporate him in the Zimun, Mr. Bursav Khan Aleph, Mizamnim Olof. Sha'af Shalokova Atzmo B'shulchani Mohem. Even though he didn't sit himself and settle at the table with them. Sha'oichel Me'umet, he's eating standing. V'gam Holuch Lebo, and he's going and coming, V'emse Chiloso, while eating. V'ein lo Kevias Klal Imam, there's no set, he's not set with them. Afilu Ha'ki Mitztarif, it's still Mitztarif. Shekivin Shederach HaChiloso V'kachtins, this is the way he eats. Zuhi Kevias, so that's his Kevias. Ma'ashe'ein Kein B'ish Acher, as opposed to anyone else, he has to sit down. Anyone else would have to sit at the table to join them. But he doesn't sit. He has to go and come. So Mamela he comes starif, since that is the derech of his achila, that's his kavius.
Does he have to sit for benching though?
Yes. Se'if beis. Kusi bizman hazeh, hayhu ka'ovid avot zelidim, ve'mezamnen olov. A kusi today is like a non-Jew for all intents and purposes. We do not incorporate him in a zimun. Seif gimel, am ha'oretz gamur, an absolute am ha'oretz. Mizamnen olav is when I said today we'll let him be part of mizumen. Mishtavur sekon beis am ha'oretz gamur. The Gemara Arminon, the Gemara says dafilu kar v'shana. If he learned Chumash, he learned Tanakh, he learned Mishnah, but he never had contact with Tamid Chachamim, which means he never learned Gemara, to understand the reason of the Mishnayis, to ask and answer. He never learned Gemara, in Allah, you can't incorporate him in the Zimun. So we're learning over here, even in Al-Sanam Arat, doesn't even have Mikra Mishnah. Doesn't know anything. Mizamnet Allah bismanazet, we lowered the bar. We allow him to be part of the Zeman today. Why? Shem hayu parshim mehem, if we would separate from them and not allow these Amoratsim to join us, then they would go away from the Tzibah entirely and just leave the fold. So we decide, you know what, we can't isolate them like this, so we'll include them.
And before they wouldn't?
That's right. Absolutely not. Now, if this person is beyond Am HaOretz, he just doesn't keep mitzvahs. Mitzvahs that everyone knows. He doesn't say Shema. Doesn't say Shema in the morning and the evening. Yesh, or some say, we still let him be part of Mizuman. The Gnevom says, no, such a person can't be part of Mizuman. The bezeh, given the Klai Yisrael current kriyishma, since Klai Yisrael knows to say Shema, lo chashinu kilkula, we don't concern ourselves that something will go awry. Ma'ashen nifrash atzmenim yechidim, if we separate ourselves from these individuals, shein current who do not say Shema, there's not going to be a disaster in Klai Yisrael. V'chein sas mekam achor min achronim, write this as well. V'kolshkein, and from here you can infer kolshkein, mishu rasha v'oisa averes v'fahesya, if someone is a rasha and does Averis openly, the aim is on of we won't incorporate him in a Zimun. So the first case was not doing a mitzvah, and from there we do a Kolshkin who does do an Avera. The Be'er Halacha has discussion here about this Rosh HaGomer who does Averis for Hesio, that we will not include him in a Zimun. And he points out that we learned in the Halachas of Minyan for Tefillah that very often we will incorporate these people for a minyan, as long as they weren't put into cheirim. So Be'er Halacha writes, even though for other davish of a kedusha, kriyas haTorah, duchening, other places you need a minyan, even if he's over in many averus l'teyavon, if he's not put into cheirim, he's part of a minyan. It's mashma when it comes to zimun, there's a higher threshold, a higher bar, and he's not going to be accepted. And he says a pshat. What's the reason why we're more careful with Zimun? The Zimun who shechiyuv ba, aydei shemetchila hischabru yach lachila. The whole concept of Zimun is an obligation that comes about when these people join together to eat together. And therefore, they're going to bench together. If you ate together, you bench together. So the Mishnah says, if he's an Am Haaretz, aim is Zamen Alav. Because you shouldn't associate with these people. You shouldn't sit down and eat with these people. So either for a minion, you would incorporate him for a minion, but you're not going to incorporate him for a Zimun. And he says, I'll prove to you that Zimun is much more chomer. Because Bevadai, Afilo Am Haaretz Gomer is part of a minion for Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and when it comes to Zimun, the Mishnah is aim is Zamen Alav. Elavade, when it comes to Zimun, Chomer Haba Yosef. It happens to be, people don't think about this, maybe not so intuitive. We're more strict with the requirements for Zimun than we are for a minion for Davin and Shul. Even someone who's a Chayta L'Tayavon, he sins L'Tayavon, will allow him to be part of the minion, not for Zimun. So today, we have an allowance for Machal Shabbos, for Hesya. We say that Tinek Shanish, but they don't know. And we let them be part of a minion. But it comes to Zimun, not so pasha. It's a higher bar. So the notes bring on the side, Der Shlomo Zalman of Scheinberg said that if it's a true Tinek Shanishpa, so you can incorporate them in a Zimun, but they certainly should not be the Mezamin. And then he brings, if Scheinberg felt that it's not that clear, really you should avoid the whole thing. You should just try to avoid the whole situation of benching by Mezumin, because it's there is a higher requirement when it comes to Zimun. And people ask me this question. It's very touchy with family members that come and they could be part of a minion, but it can't be a mezumen.
What about for the kiyuv situation?
If they're coming close, that's one thing. But let's see, people are set in their ways. They have no intention of coming close. So for zimun, it's not as simple. Tinek shenishba is one thing, but if it's not a tinek shenishba, which sometimes it's not, they have nebuch kids that go away. And we want to keep the door open for them. Zimun is not so pashut, because Zimun has a higher level of chibur, of joining, that we is a bigger requirement than it is for even a minyan and shul. Se'iv Dalet. Oyved kachovim emezamen olav. A non-Jew can't be part of a Zimun. Vafilu ger shemal v'lo taval. Even a person going through the gerus process, and he had mila, but he didn't go to mikveh yet, ein mezamen olav, cannot be part of a Zimun. Aval ger gomur, but once he's a total ger, mizamna love, he's part of his zimun. V'yachal levarach b'chazem mazin, he could bench. V'loim al shachat l'avaseinu, he could even say the line al shachat l'avaseinu, even though it doesn't apply to ger. Mishnah Berurah sif katan gimel. Ovikham ein v'chulu, hainu, afil neskan levarach l'al keisol, even though his intent, he's the proper kavana. The goy will have a mind to say the bracha to Hashem, the God of Israel, no. Sif katan dad v'lo toval, a ger who didn't immerse in mikveh, as long as he didn't immerse kahalocha in front of a basin of three, this is outlined in Yodei Reish Samaches. Mikri lo tovel, that's called not being tovel. If he wasn't tovel kedin, he's not yet a yitzav kan hey emezan alav, and he cannot be part of a zimun. Deino ger ad sheyamol v'yitbol. He's not a ger until he has both mila and tevila. Sifkan vav v'yachal levarech. Once he's a ger gamor. Not only is he part of Mizuman, he could bench too. He could be motzi others benching as well. Sifkan Zayin, and he could say, why? The land was given to Avraham Avinu to give over as Nachla. Avraham Nikra Av Hamon Goyim. Avraham Avinu is the Av of all peoples. So therefore, we can say, Shalav Seinu refers to Avraham Avinu, and it would be apropos for the Ger to say that as well.